Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, I've been telling you about Kenny Azure, and we're making this broadcast on a Wednesday morning, and it's just wonderful. We're thanking God. Actually, it's the fourth day of June, and it's moving along, and Kenny will be in tonight, and we're meeting in the morning. And we're looking at a double wide. I'll get into that and tell you the rest of the story and what's up. And we rather feel that this is going to go together, but we're not jumping into it. We're getting everybody in the circle. So Kenny's coming out, and he'll be here tonight. And we hope to have him at the prayer breakfast in the morning. And then afterwards, before he shoves off for Montana to get home before Sunday, why, we're going to get him down here and get him on one of these broadcasts so you can kind of get acquainted. But let's go on with where we are. I've been thinking about my mother's prayers, and much of what I've learned about praying was from my mother, and I've learned from others. But my mother got saved, and she used to pray because we weren't Christians, and she was doing everything. She became a born-again believer. She led the way, and I've seen her at the kitchen sink washing the dishes. And a lot of those old places we lived when Dad was logging, why, there we didn't have hot water. I remember the first running water we got. There was a spring up on the side of the hill, up about 5 miles up Dutch Canyon, and that spring flowed down across the road and into the Scappoose, the South Fork of the Scappoose Creek, but it went right through our yard. And Dad got the idea to build a little reservoir up by the spring on the side of the hill, and he got some used pipe, and Uncle Jess helped, and they dug by hand, and they planted that pipe all the way from that spring to the kitchen sink. And we even had a faucet, but we found out there was enough sand in that water that it plugged the faucet. So we just opened the faucet up and let the water run day and night. It never froze that way, summer or winter. And you always had fresh water. And the water ran out the kitchen sink and out a pipe and hit a ditch and went on down about 40 feet to the South Fork of the Scappoose Creek. That was our plumbing. But it was a great way to live. It was great. That was home, except Dad wasn't a Christian. But he believed in God, and he believed that Bible was God's word. But I've seen my little old mother standing there with a burden for her children and her husband, and she'd be crying, and the tears would be falling in the dishwater, I'll tell you. And she'd stand back and dry her eyes, but first thing, and she'd start singing, "Oh, then to the rock let me fly, to the rock that is higher than I." You know the song, sometimes the path seems so steep and rough seems the way to the goal. Sometimes the sorrows they sweep like sea billows over my soul. Then to the rock. And Mom would fly to the rock in her prayers, and I used to wonder what that was all about, but I know. And she used to pray around the family altar when we got saved. Daddy wasn't saved yet, but us kids got in. And I was the last ones probably that really found God of the kids. But because I'd resisted. God was pulling on my heart. But I remember the family altars, and my mom would pray, and we always had family altar on our knees around the breakfast table after we had eaten. And she'd pray, and she would ask God to have his way. Lord, now, if we've prayed amiss, you withhold the answer. And if we fail to pray, oh God, see the need and meet our needs. Lord, will you please rule and overrule? Those words are riveted in my mind from my mother's lips again and again. And Lord, open the doors and close the doors. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Lord, we want your will. And oh, my mother had prayers. I'll tell you, she could pray heaven and earth together. And I saw she got the answers to her prayers. And so it had a bearing. And I'd hear my mother say, praise you, Lord. I hear the rustling in the mulberry trees. I see the cloud the size of a man's hand. Later I found out that was the people in the Bible praying. And before they could see the answer, there were tokens that God was working and said, such a time as you hear the rustling in the trees, then go to battle. I'll give you the victory. See the cloud the size of a man's hand? That's in the Bible. Then you know the rain's coming. And I remember one of the early preachers, and back there was a great blessing, is told of his experience back in Nebraska. He was a camp meeting evangelist, and he said the folks in town were all praying for rain, and it had been a drought, and it was all it was terrible. And so they declared a day of prayer, the whole little town, and they opened up a church, and they publicized it, the Christian people. They didn't talk about denominations. The drought was so bad, they needed rain. And they prayed, and they came to church, and one little girl brought an umbrella. Nobody else did, but she brought an umbrella. And her mama said, well, what, you got your umbrella? Well, it's going to rain, Mama, I'll need it. Oh, that God would give us the faith of a child. So we're praying. Kenny will be in tonight. Tomorrow morning we're meeting with other gentlemen that have become concerned, and you'll learn about them, but they haven't been in the circle, but God's brought them in. And Bob King and I, and maybe Leon Hansen, we're going to meet for breakfast with those guys, and we're looking at a double-wide mobile home. It's got to be moved. We can have it. Set up, that thing's worth, well, surely more than $50,000, probably $60,000, $70,000 to build a house of the finished product like that. It's nice. And if we get it moved, and I feel if God puts this together, you and I should move it up there for him. We won't have to probably put it back together up there. It's double wide, but we'll have professionals do it. And I hear the rustling of the mulberry trees. I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. And I believe that I'll have something to tell you on the next broadcast about how God put it together. And it'll already be gone. And if I'm wrong, I'll admit that I'm wrong. I didn't see the angel Moroni or hear any voices. But I've been praying, what about this? And out of a blue sky, Kenny Azure said, I need to be out by that new church. And I need a house, and I don't know how. Can you get an old trailer house or something? And I thought about the offer I had of that double wide, and I tried to put it together for another preacher, and a white preacher finally, but he's going to use it, and it didn't work out. And then I found out that Kenny Azure, and I said, oh, if it had just been a week earlier, I'd have had a double wide, we might have gotten. And then I found out, I phoned, that it's available yet, but we only beat the deadline. They're going to bulldoze the thing down because they're going to build there, and they're not moving or fooling with it. Those guys are big-time operators, and they're going to just get it out of there, and we can have it. And I believe that God's going to help us to get it. I'm shouting before the wall falls. You tune in next week for the rest of the story. Will you pray? Will you believe with me? And if God doesn't work this out, he's got something better. But I'll tell you, there'll be some happy Indians if this works out, and there'll be one old hillbilly stump-jumping preacher. I used to claim to be Irish, but I probably got as much German in me, and I've got a little French, and even a little Indian probably, and it's such a mixed-up thing when the experts got to tracing our background down while we didn't know what to claim. But I'm proud to be American, but I'm more happy than anything about the fact that I'm a child of the King. O God, raise up, quicken our spirits. God, stir the hearts of thy people, and may we get tuned up with thee. Move in close, every one of us, till we're on prayer, hearing, and answering ground with thee, where you can hear our cries. And Lord, if we're not pleasing in thy sight, put your hand on every listener's life and help us to walk in the light and move close to God, for we believe the time is short and we've got a job to do. We've bypassed the Indians in our backyard. Help us to reach them, and we'll give thee the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.